Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. In 2013, a Facebook group was founded called T-Town Torrington Chatter. Since its founding, it has grown to over 10,600 members, and it is still growing. It has become the largest Facebook group of its kind for the city. My guest for today is the founder of that Facebook group, Skip Hoxie. Skip Hoxie lives in Torrington and values Torrington so much that he has used this Facebook group as a means to assist in communication of vital information for its members. So please sit back and enjoy this conversation with the founder of T-Town Torrington Chatter, Skip Hoxie, here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. It's J. Timothy Quirk, and today we have a conversation with the founder of T-Town Torrington Chatter, Skip Hoxie. Skip, welcome to Nutmeg Chatter.
Thanks, Joe. Glad to be here.
Now, tell me a little bit about Facebook groups in general, and for the listeners who may not be a part of Facebook or may be a part of Facebook but not part of any Facebook groups, what are Facebook groups in general?
I guess I would have to classify them as social media groups or gatherings of people with similar interests.
Okay. And they, what are some of the values that can be found in a Facebook group?
Well, clearly you can use it as a means of communication. If you, for instance, have a group that specializes in one particular type of car or truck, similar fans, similar interests, they can certainly obtain information from one another on problems or questions or concerns about maintaining or restoring those particular vehicles. And in the case of our group, we have the unique advantage, because I think of our size, of encapsulating a vast number of interests that our residents in Torrington and surrounding areas have.
So Facebook groups don't necessarily have to be about a city. Facebook groups could be about I love cats or any sort of varied interest where at least more than one person might find value in the subject. But in this particular case, it's about the city. Is that correct?
Sure. This group was founded with the specific intent of helping to improve the image of the city of Torrington. We've had a mission statement from the very beginning, which, you know, essentially says that we're here to create a better place in which to live and raise a family, start and run a business in the Torrington, greater Torrington area.
That's interesting. You know, we're going to get into the history of T-Town Torrington Chatter in the second half of our segment. But for our listeners, what is something that the T-Town Torrington Chatter Facebook group currently does today that adds to that mission statement?
Well, one of the main things that we've done most recently is tried to become an outlet for things that are occurring within the city of Torrington. For instance, not only just activities, but also the political process, any concerns or problems that may arise that may impact the residents of the city of Torrington. We try to have a hand in all of those interactions.
Now, does a member have to be a part of any particular political party or any particular persuasion, if you will?
No, not at all. I've been asked that question a lot of times, and I think, honestly, we encourage people from all political persuasions to take part in our group. We are tolerant of all political and religious and ethnic backgrounds. And I really enjoy the diversity.
Excellent. Now, just for some of the basics, to make sure that people understand, first of all, in order to become a member of the T-Town Torrington Chatter Facebook group, they have to be a member of Facebook. They have to actually have a Facebook account, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
And then once somebody has a Facebook account, they then could search for the Facebook group under the name T-Town Torrington Chatter, and they would look for the one that has over 10,600 members four above.
Yes, that's exactly true. We've had a lot of people that have opted to start similar groups with similar names, and unfortunately, Facebook doesn't regulate that as tightly as I wish they would, and consequently, there's, I don't know, probably 25 or 30 groups with similar names out there within our geographic region.
Well, as they say, there's nothing that's more complimentary than you know, or nothing more flattering, if you will, than reproduction, if you will.
Sure.
Or imitation, exactly. Now, in terms of the, once somebody has a Facebook account and they find the T-Town Torrington Chatter, they request to become a member, and is that it? Or is there another level of scrutiny or something that has to happen?
Well, we ask that they review the rules of the group. We have a set of guidelines that we developed at the very beginning, and we ask that they read them and agree to try to comply at least with our basic guidelines. And at that point, they would be approved by one of our administrators.
Okay. And what are some of the rules? You don't have to say them off the top of your head, of course, but kind of what's the general idea behind the rules?
Well, respect is clearly one of the main concerns, and all conversations need to be kept respectful. There needs to be an appropriate use of language, no swearing disrespect towards another member will be tolerated at all.
Okay. That's a kind of a reasonable way to, you know, proceed. If you want to make sure that people are respectful of others, especially because, as you say, they don't have to become a member or they don't have to, of a particular political party or have a particular political persuasion to join and then to participate in the conversation. And so because of that, and obviously on the internet, it's very difficult to have conversations of substance as it relates to politics. So that people have to be respectful when they do so, correct?
Exactly. There's plenty of groups out there that have no rules. And we felt that in order to keep the group at least PG rated, we needed to have some controls in place which would allow that to occur.
Okay. Well, when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about T-Town Torrington Chatter and some of the methods that people can use that service, and also some of the history behind T-Town Torrington Chatter. I'm talking with Skip Hoxie, the founder of this Facebook group that has over 10,600 members and growing. This is J. Timothy Quirk, Nutmeg Chatter. We'll be right back right after this. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. I'm speaking with Skip Hoxie. Skip is the founder of T-Town Torrington Chatter, which is a Facebook group that has over 10,600 members. It is the largest group of its kind that represents this particular city. Now, Skip, we talked about the basics of an individual who has a Facebook account, who wants to join, and then the account, and they have to be familiar with the rules, which ultimately it is almost like the golden rule of do unto others as one would do unto you, and specifically as it relates to respect within conversations, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, and then after that, after they've joined, then when they post, are those posts automatically, do they just show up? Could somebody try to game the system, so to speak, and once they join, then put something that is inappropriate?
Well, we have an approval process, and an administrator needs to approve all the posts before they are published to the group.
Okay, and that's true across the board for every single post.
Right, exactly. The only individuals that can post without a prior approval is an administrator.
Okay, and that happens to be a method of handling this type of Facebook group, especially for such a large Facebook group that has seemed to work. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Now, we talked a little bit about the message and the mission of the T-Town Torrington Chatter in our first segment. If you haven't heard it, please listen to the entire podcast, the entire radio program, and you'd be able to hear that segment. Now, what are some of the ways, some of the concrete ways that in the past T-Town Torrington Chatter has facilitated that mission?
Well, that's an interesting point. When we originally started the group, we decided that one of the things we wanted to do was, rather than just be an online presence, we wanted to make sure that we met at least on a monthly basis with administrators and also anyone else from the group that cared to participate. And during that time, the board, the administrative board, began to establish themselves as somewhat of a steering committee for the group. And they took an interest in starting a number of different actions to facilitate that. We've had continually just about, we've had food drives and we've had coat drives and we've had campaigns to support local businesses, which we still incidentally are very actively involved in. And there's just a myriad of things. We, particularly this time of year, have a suspended coffee program, which as of this year has expanded itself to become not only coffee, but also a sandwich or something more sustainable than just a cup of coffee. And we have a couple of local businesses that are promoting that and facilitating that program for us.
That sounds like an interesting idea. Suspended coffee. Right. And now, and you're saying it's more than just coffee, but how does a program like that work?
Well, essentially, we promote it on the group, and when you stop at one of the local coffee shops, be it Cafe 38 on Main Street or Coffee House Plus on South Main, and you buy yourself a cup of coffee, just buy an extra one. And they pass it out to the individual that comes in there that may need it and benefit from it.
And so by buying one, you're not, they pour you your cup, but they
correct.
They hold on to the, they don't pour another one and wait. They
right.
They wait until someone requests that. Is that correct?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
And then they're able to get the that free coffee because that's what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a way of giving back to the community. And you're saying there's not just coffee, there's also other items.
Sure. You can buy a cup of coffee for yourself and a sandwich for someone else, or a sandwich for yourself and a sandwich for someone else, or whatever you'd like. The point there is that there are people in this town that have a great need, and the people that run these businesses see these individuals on a regular basis, and it's nice to be able to just pass that on.
Sure. And you mentioned earlier the coat drive. Coat drive, I believe it was called Skip's Coat Drive.
Yeah.
Tell me about that that idea.
Okay, well, that essentially started because we had so many individuals that really didn't have a warm winter coat or mittens or gloves or a hat. And we wanted to make sure that the people in this area were taken care of. Well, unlike a lot of the coat drives where everything gets sent to Hartford or to Waterbury or elsewhere, everything here was collected from our residents here, categorized, and then actually passed out locally. The thing of it is we had such a tremendous response to it due to the participation from our neighbors and friends that we were able to exceed our needs substantially and sent a great many coats on to Hartford and also to Fish and the Salvation Army and a number of other local service providers.
Now, there were in order for somebody to donate a coat, since Facebook may have an address in California, if you will, and T-Town, Torrington, Chatter doesn't have a physical location, how did people donate those coats?
We have a list of local businesses that stand at the ready to participate as a drop-off or collection point for these. And then volunteers from the group go around, pick them up, and make sure that they're cleaned and in good repair. And then we pass them out. We make announcements as to when and where the places are going to be that we can offer these items to the people that need them. And that's how we pass them out.
So for the coat drive, you worked with local businesses to be, receivers of these coats. And for the suspended coffee campaign. You worked with businesses to, you know, to participate in this particular program. So it seems to me that the Facebook group does attempt to help citizens within the community with the help of businesses that are also in the community that are community centric. Is that a fair assessment?
Absolutely. I mean, our main goal certainly is to get the coats and other winter wear out to the people that need them. But the other thing is to drive people to the businesses. The more foot traffic that comes into these businesses, the better these small local businesses are going to do.
That's wonderful. Now, one of the ideas that T-Town Chatter had done in the past is something called a cash mob. And currently what they do is the trivia.
Right.
Correct? Tell me about those ideas.
Okay. Cash Mob was started early on. And what we would do is we would feature a local business, and we would promote that business for typically a week, involving two weekends and the weekdays in between. And we would encourage everyone to meet at this specific business at a date and time that was announced, and we would literally mob them.
That's right. You would have individuals show up and participate by purchasing something for that business that would hopefully, and the idea of cash as opposed to using credit card, mm-hmm. or something along those lines, although I'm sure you didn't have any rules that said, well, you couldn't use
credit. No, exactly.
But the idea was to show up at a business to support that particular business. How were those businesses selected?
Well, a lot of times they would ask us if they could be the featured merchant for that time. Those drives were done once a month at that point. It was a rather arduous task to get everything up and running on that. So what we would do is we would try to, like I said, feature it over two weekends and the week in between, and we would track the number of people that from the community that participated.
And there were people, and they voted, because there were so many businesses that wanted to participate,
right,
that there was voting amongst the members hopefully through all the members that voted to select the particular businesses that would then be the recipients.
Right. We actually had members set up a poll. One of our administrators at that point set up a poll and tracked the results of this so that we could actually have a reveal. We would actually announce who the winning business would be for that month, and then they would we would promote them, and they would all show up at the given point in time.
And now we have an idea, which is trivia, correct? Could you tell me about the trivia challenges on T-Town Torrington Chatter?
Yep, it was actually done because it was much easier for us to implement with a minimal amount of help. We weren't getting the volunteer participation that I wish we had, and quite honestly, this was an offshoot of that. And what it was we would feature a local business for the same time period. We'd essentially started on a Sunday and run through to the following Saturday. And we would obtain prizes from that particular business. And our trivia master is also an administrator in the group named Jack McKeon. And Jack is a history buff. And the question that's asked every night, and he puts a great deal of effort into researching these and coming up with rather difficult questions, but yet something that the people that participate in the group can learn from. And very typically, it's a question pertaining to the history of the area, and specifically Torrington.
Sure. Okay. Well, tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about you and your founding of the T-Town Torrington Chatter. So we're talking with Skip Hoxie, the founder of T-Town Torrington Chatter, the Facebook group with over 10,600 members and growing, the largest Facebook group of its kind for the city. We'll be back in just a moment. I'm J. Timothy Quirk, and this is Nutmeg Chatter. Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. I'm here with Skip Hoxie, the founder of T-Town Torrington Chatter. T-Town Torrington Chatter is the largest Facebook group of its kind for the city of Torrington. It was founded by Skip Hoxie. Skip is in the studio with us today. Skip, have you always been interested in technology, and is being an administrator and a founder of a Facebook group something that you had always wanted to do, or was it something that you explored and found and discovered through other means?
Well, truthfully, no, I didn't really. I'm not necessarily a technology buff, and I had no intention of doing this. This arose actually from a dispute that we had had with one of the original Torrington groups that banned two topics that we felt needed to be discussed, and those were religious topics and also political topics.
And so you created this particular group, and when you started, did you have any idea that it would become the group that it is today?
No, absolutely not at all. We were talking about it this morning, and I was speaking with my wife, and she said, you know, when we started this, what were you thinking? Maybe 300, 400 people? I said, yeah, probably.
Now, is the number of people in a group, is that in an important number, do you think, for you? Or is the quantity or quality of discussion an important? Or is the combination of both?
Well, I think to some groups, the number of members is very critical. To me, I never had that expectation. So, no, I really was more interested in the quality of the group and the quality of the membership. So I would have to say in my particular instance, no, other than the fact that when we have this many members and we do take on a task, whether it be showing up in mass at a town meeting or a food drive or the coat drive or whatever, we have a much larger impact, obviously, because of the membership.
Okay. And now it seems to me that what you're describing is having an interest in making Torrington better. Did you grow up in Torrington? How long have you been in Torrington?
I've been in Torrington most of my life with a few years of exceptions. We have owned at different times in our lives property in other parts of the country, Florida, for one.
But would you consider yourself a Torringtonian, so to speak?
Yeah, I'm a Torrington native, so I care a great deal about what happens here.
Is the interest in Torrington something that you've always had in yourself? Is it something that you discovered later in life after seeing some changes in the city or something? Or how would you describe your interest in the city?
No, I've always had the interest in the city, but I have been here long enough and been observing long enough to see that the city has undergone some very radical changes over the years, and not all for the better. So I think the original, another original reason for starting the group was to try and change and improve that image, because this is still a pretty decent town.
And you want to keep it that way, and so you want to promote the ideas that help help shape that idea. Is that what you're saying?
Well, sure. Everything from, you know, the business community. I understand the impact that, and one of the things that we don't allow is negative reviews. Mm-hmm. Local businesses are treated the same way that an individual would, another member. You have to have respect. And the people put an awful lot of work into building and developing these businesses, and a group like ours, because of the number of members that we have, has the ability to do either a great deal of good or a great deal of bad to that business's reputation.
And I think it's important for people to recognize as well, sometimes if something is not allowed in a particular Facebook group, somebody might say, what about my freedom of speech type of situation? And it's not the freedom of speech is something that from the Bill of Rights means that the government can't prevent you from speaking your mind on a particular topic, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have a right to go into someone's private Facebook group, and it is a private Facebook group, correct?
Yes, we are a private, closed group, and we make our rules and regulations known prior to joining.
Okay, so that everybody knows what the rules are going in. So if they go in knowing what the rules are, that you can't post a negative review, and then they attempt to post negative review, well, an administrator wouldn't allow that post to go forward, correct?
Well, the post may get posted.
Oh.
But at that point, if we see some negative comments on an existing thread, we would typically go in and warn and delete the offending comments. And if there's an effort on the part of the original poster to follow through with another negative comment, the comment would be gone, and so would the member.
Okay. So these rules are understood going in, and so therefore the members should know that this is the expected code of conduct, right?
Correct.
Okay. It sounds like there's an awful lot of work that goes into becoming an administrator. Does it take a long time to be an administrator? Does it is it something that you wish were some sort of funded job, if you will, because it sounds like it takes a lot of time, effort, and energy to do it?
Well, I know my wife would like it funded, but it does take a great deal of time. No, we typically have very little to no turnover as far as our administrators are concerned. I think our current administrators have been with us 2.5 or even 3 years or so now.
As we wrap up our discussion with Skip Hoxie, the founder of T-Town Torrington Chatter, I'd like you to think about the future of this particular organization, this particular Facebook group. What do you see the future of T-Town Torrington Chatter becoming? And what would you like to see in the future?
Well, honestly, I would like to continue along the same veins that we started. It's difficult for me to do as many of the face-to-face things that we have done in the past, simply because of the makeup of my board of administrators. So what we have sought to do is become more of an information hub for the community. It's nice to have a place to go on a Thursday night or a Friday night to see what's happening in your community over the course of the upcoming weekend.
Absolutely. Well, I've enjoyed learning more about T-Town Torrington Chatter. I want to thank our guest, Skip Hoxie, who is the founder of T-Town Torrington Chatter. If they want to learn more about this particular group, where do they go? I think I know the answer, but where do they go?
Well, obviously, they have to become a member of Facebook first, but then at that point, they can go in and do a search for T-Town Torrington Chatter and look for the one with the 10,600-plus members.
And we will see that number, I'm sure, continue to grow as the continued success of the group, as it continues its mission, moves forward for the community. I want to thank my guest, Skip Hoxie, who's been our guest on Nutmeg Chatter. My name is J. Timothy Quirk. I hope you enjoyed the program. Some music has been provided by the Jingle Punks, courtesy of YouTube royalty-free music. So we thank you for that. WAPJ, Torrington Community Radio. Thank you for listening. And up next will be Counterspin, followed by The Hotspot with Darcy. So please stay tuned for that. Thank you for listening. Have a good day.